The path to success for a young writer can be a rocky one. You need persistence, dedication, and focus. Aaron Kandel and his twin brother Jordan are on that path. They grew up here, and they're two of the writers for the Disney film Moana. They've also got a number of other projects in the works. Aaron came to our studio to tell us how he found a career doing what he loves.
I wanted to be a writer since I was started reading in first and second grade. And I feel like I'm only just starting to get my feet under me. You know, it's if you want to be a black belt in martial arts, you've just got to kick a lot of boards.
That's right.
Until you learn how to do it. And so for me, it was just lots and lots of reading and lots of writing. And, you know, I had the fortune of great teachers and just great experiences in learning how to be a storyteller. But, you know, what people always talk about is kind of the two main tenets, which I still to this day don't know if I fully understand, which is show, don't tell, and write what you know. And I think those never really landed for me because, you know, you can listen, we were talking about Aaron Sorkin a little earlier, Shakespeare, like those are plays, that's telling, like that's people talking, that's right. That's an effective version. You know, you read the news, that's mainly like journalistic, that's a lot of telling and less showing. And that's effective writing as well. And if you write what you know, you'd never have Star Wars because you don't know what a samurai Jedi in space looks like until
you'd be limited by what you know.
You invent it. So to me, it's more about being specific and the specificity of, you know, nobody cares about reading or writing until you make them care. And so you have to write something that first you as the audience of one that you're reading your own writing, you have to care about what you're writing. You have to want to write the next word, the next sentence, the next page. And it's the same when you're reading something or watching something is there's so we live in a world where we're just bombarded by content. It's everywhere now. And we have the whole history of humanity and all the great content that's come before and that's getting created now that life is short, so you want to make sure you're choosing the things that you're interested in and that you're passionate about. You're not going to start reading something, and if you're bored, you're not going to keep reading.
Right.
So when you're writing, it's thinking, it's keeping in mind, what am I passionate about? What do I care about? And how do I get somebody else to care? What are the specific words, the structure, the rhythm, the style, the voice? Is it funny? Is it sad? Is it tragic? That I want to infuse into this to get somebody to read the next word, the next sentence, the next page.
And when you're writing something that you're enthusiastic about, it's all too easy to get into the tall weeds and pursue what you want to pursue and kind of leave the audience behind without necessarily knowing you've done it, right?
Well, yeah, that's the danger of falling in love with your own work.
Yeah.
And that's the benefit of having a twin brother to write with because we largely hate everything we first write. And we have a rule, we call it egoless arguing, where it's a meritocracy, the best idea wins, and we keep chipping at it and rewriting until we make it something that we both agree is good. And then hopefully it's something that if we think it's good, other people will think it's good as well.
You know, most writers, without having that twin brother reference, use themselves as that reference. And a lot of writers, and I include myself among them, write a first draft, hate it, and then, you know, can't get past that hating it process. Sometimes it takes somebody else to get you past that, you know, this stinks, but say, yeah, well, it does, but there's something in there to keep.
Well, that's the catcher in the rye, right? J.D. Salinger didn't want to publish that book, I believe. Maybe I'm getting this right, but if memory serves, like, he just sat on it because he didn't think it was any good, and it's considered one of the greatest novels ever written, at least in American literature. I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot in any field, in any artistry, I think it's good to have objectivity, and it's good to be your own biggest critic. We like to, when we're writing a movie and making a movie, think about who is the Wallace and Statler, to quote the Muppets. Like, who's the critic sitting in the audience that's going to hate your movie the most? What are their criticisms going to be? And try to answer those questions or try to speak to and try to capture that person. And bring them in and hook them into the experience of the film if we can.
That's where the arguing with your twin brother has to be egoless arguing, because usually when we hear a criticism like that that's maybe not that well-intended, we get offended and have a fight-or-flight response rather than a how can I make my work better response.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sense of pride and ego. You get wrapped in what you're writing. It's blood and sweat. You're putting energy into it. You
sure.
want it to work. And if somebody tells you it doesn't, you're going to get, you know, there's a sense of defensiveness. And, you know, it's very much like the animation process, what we loved about that. And maybe it's because we're twins and we don't know anything but collaboration. But when you get into animation, you know, it took 900 people over 5 years to make Moana. And that... You can't be so in love with what you did that you're unwilling or unopen to what somebody else is going to bring in. And there's a team, you know, we're just the creative, we're the storytellers. We're starting with the seed of an idea, but you have PhDs in botany, you have oceanographers, you have physicists, you have, you know, people that spend 3 years just creating clouds, a team of people that just made the clouds or just made the bubbles in the shore break when baby Moana is gathering shells. And you think about all these people are bringing in their expertise, their artistry, their opinions, and you have to be open to people elevating an experience and an art form beyond just, you know, you hold the ball while you have it and then you pass it on. It's a team sport.
It'd be foolish to disregard all that expertise, wouldn't it?
It would be foolish and probably ineffective.
It wouldn't help anyway, right?
Yeah.
Was it quite an adjustment getting used to all that level of collaboration, you know, the way things are done in the film industry today?
It wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't that my brother and I, you know, traditionally are hobbits and we sit in our little hobbit holes and we write and we're the gods of our own world and we get to create the characters and we control that and we don't have to take outside opinions other than our own. So anytime you open that up and you're sitting in a room with 20 people all talking story and, you know, you screen it for the entire studio and everybody from the head of the studio to the janitor can and does give notes and they're all, you know, have value to them.
Yeah.
That's an adjustment process, but for us it was an exciting adjustment process because, you know, we like to be collaborative and, you know, coming as Sons of Iolani, which is very much a one team, that's the motto of that school, is sort of embedded in us as artists and storytellers is how do you make it a shared experience? That's what sitting in a cinema is. It's a shared experience. You're sitting there and everybody around you is sitting individually in their chairs, but they're hopefully having an elevated experience together.
It's clear that you came to Hollywood with the right attitude because there's so many stories, and you've heard them, of writers who came to Hollywood and, you know, crashed and burned behind that very system that you describe.
I mean, it's a brutal system. I'm not going to lie. It's a war of attrition to become successful in this industry in Hollywood. But I think in any industry, really, it's like you have to, again, kick a lot of boards or bang your head against a lot of boards or keyboards in our case. And you either have a sense of pride and ego, and that is going to, you know, you'll burn out and fall out because you're just going to get hit by the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune that is being a filmmaker. Or ideally, you have some humility and some sense of worth in your work, but also openness and flexibility to following your passion wherever that takes you.
Aaron Kendall is a screenwriter and journalist and was one of the writers on the Disney film Moana, along with his twin brother, Jordan. You can learn more about the Iolani High School alums and their work on our Facebook page.